Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this fine, fine evening. Your flowers look so beautiful. They call me Little Bill, and I'd like to introduce to you all a lady by the name of Kildy. Say hi to Kildy.
Why, hello, everybody.
Now, me and Kildy have us a story to share, a true story about two brothers named Henry and Harry Schmidt. But first, we'll start out with the chorus and then get back to the story.
They called him Chicken, Chicken, oh, Chicken Schmidt. 'Cause he did the crime, boy, and I paid for it. Chicken, Chicken, oh, Chicken Schmidt. He kept running his moonshine to Memphis.
Now, do you want me to start this out, Bill?
That'll be fine. I'll jump in where you leave off.
Alrighty. Well, as we already know, the story is about Henry and Harry Schmidt, a couple of moonshiners from Mermaid, Illinois.
Now that's southern Illinois.
That's right. And before I forget to make mention, Henry and Harry were identical twins.
Their own mama couldn't even tell them apart.
Yep. And well, moonshining was a booming, and the brothers were on their way to wealth when Henry became a wanted man for the death of a boy in Cairo, Illinois.
It was a deal gone wrong, but he had a plan.
That's right. Henry came to Harry with a hefty proposal, asking Harry to serve his prison sentence.
And you know, thanks to the state of forensics at the time, such things were possible.
Henry promised his brother, if he went to prison for him, that he would continue running the moonshine still. This way, by the time his prison sentence was over, Henry would have made enough cash to set up Harry's family for the rest of their days.
Well, did he take the deal, Kildy?
He sure did, Bill, but it cost him.
It cost him?
Yep, it cost him, faced amongst the town folk. They even made a nickname for the fella.
Called him Chicken.
Chicken, oh, Chicken Schmidt.
So Harry actually went to prison for his brother, and while in prison, Henry had kept his word. He made sure each shipment of moonshine found its way safely to the boys Capone had waiting down in Memphis, Tennessee.
They say there wasn't a faster driver on this side of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And on the day Harry was released, Henry drove his brother back to town in a brand new car. He pulled him up to a brand new house where his wife was standing waiting in a brand new dress.
And Bill, didn't he buy Harry a brand new car every year for the rest of his life?
Yep, it's true. Henry got away with murder, and Harry lived out the rest of his days a very wealthy man.
And Henry died a wealthy man, too. A wealthy man with a poor, poor name.
Chicken, Chicken.